It's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, December the 20th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Have a lot to do today. A lot to get into today. We are going to have Paul Strelow at 8:05. You don't want to miss this one. Not only is Paul going to review National Signing Day, not only is Paul going to tell you the highlights, a little like some of the inside stuff, tell you the latest about the two that joined the class yesterday that weren't committed previously going in the rankings of this class, but also on Will Putnam today, maybe Kovar's couch later next week sometime or next week or two, and then who the Tigers running back might be still recruiting. Maybe you mentioned a cornerback yesterday they're still recruiting, so there's still some January work to be done. So we'll put a little bow on this with Paul Strelow at 8:05 this morning. We will review signing day. We'll tell you about the national rankings out there, where the Gamecocks, Tigers, Bulldogs, ACC, SEC, winners and losers from yesterday. Go over each of those teams. We'll tell you about the early enrollees for Clemson and South Carolina. Again, Will Putnam, number 106 in the country, four-star guard from Tampa, Florida, will announce today between Clemson, Florida State, and Auburn. We'll get into that a little bit. College basketball from last night. The most important game in our area was Virginia, ranked fifth in the country, went down to Columbia, South Carolina, and beat the Gamecocks 69-52. South Carolina falls to 4-6 on the season, 3-3 at home. Virginia 10-0. Tennessee, ranked third in the country, beat Samford 83-70. You know who I really like? I like NC State. I like NC State's coach in his second year and what they're doing there. State beat Auburn. 7th-ranked Auburn suffered their second loss of the season. You know, it was their first true road game of the year. State won that one 78-71. Florida State might not be good in football. They are in basketball. 11th-ranked Seminoles over North Florida at 95-81. Virginia Tech might not be good in football. They are in basketball. 13th-ranked Hokies over North Carolina A&T 82-60. Not a good night for Wofford. Wofford suffered against the bigger team last night, lost to 17th-ranked Mississippi State 98-87. And Indiana on a little hot streak as of late, over Central Florida, 86-53. Clemson and South Carolina play on Saturday. Other games involving non-ranked ACC teams last night, Miami Hurricanes over Houston Baptist, 80-73, and Georgia Tech went out to Arkansas in a little ACC-SEC day with ACC had their way with the SEC last night. Virginia beating South Carolina, Georgia Tech beating Arkansas, NC State beating Auburn. It's a little ACC for basketball, of course. We don't care about conferences here. SEC non-ranked action last night. A&M over Valparaiso, 71-49. We had college football from last night. I hope you stayed up and watched it. Frank Solich, now the oldest coach in college football, now that Bill Snyder has retired. led Ohio to a 27-0 win over San Diego State. Ohio finishes at 9-4. San Diego falls to 7-6 after last night's DXL Frisco Bowl. Nathan Rourke threw for 200 yards and a touchdown for Ohio last night. Tonight we have the granddaddy of them all. I wish for some way, somehow, that Clemson and Alabama one day play in the Bad Boy Motors Gasparilla Bowl. I just want Bad Boy Motors Gasparilla Bowl apparel. We'll see how that works out. Marshall, 8-4. South Florida, 7-6. And South Florida's home stadium. So we'll see if Blake Barnett, former Alabama quarterback, and Jordan Cronkite, former Florida running back, can do anything for South Florida trying to upset Marshall. Marshall, a 3-point favorite tonight. We'll have football tomorrow. This is crazy. But we'll have a noon 12:30 game tomorrow. Toledo and Florida International. And then a 4 o'clock game tomorrow. BYU and Western Michigan. On Saturday, 4 bowl games. NFL on Saturday as well. And then NFL Sunday and Monday. NFL tonight, by the way. Tonight in the National Football League. I think I'm right by saying this. Let me double check to make sure I've got the right game for tonight. Tonight, you have, you know what? We have no Thursday night football tonight? Where did I miss on this? For some reason, I thought we had Thursday night. Must have seen an ad for something else. Two Saturday games, though. Redskins at Titans, Ravens at Chargers. I don't mind when I was thinking with Saturday football rather than Thursday football. Anyway, got a little NFL there. Bear Bryant finalist, Dabo Swinney, one of the finalists for the award once again. We'll tell you who the other finalists are at some point in time today. We have the Panthers are shutting down Cam Newton, at least for this week. They hadn't officially said next week, but right shoulder, he's done. They didn't officially said for the season. I thought it said for this week for sure, and then doubtful for next week. Anyway, speaking of quarterbacks, Missouri is going to get Sean Robinson. They're going to go from Kelly Bryant to Sean Robinson, former TCU quarterback. And then a couple of my Khalil Tate is staying at Arizona. He's not leaving, but DeAndre Francois is leaving Florida State. So a little quarterback. And when you recruit quarterbacks now, they all transfer out. Everybody goes other places, and you got to keep all these guys happy. And a couple of personal notes. You know, I'm a Manchester United fan, and we've got a new interim manager, one of our heroes. Tell you about that later today. And I know Zach and I both are big Tiger Woods fans. Found out what Tiger Woods' net worth was yesterday. Pretty doggone impressive. Speaking of Zach, boy, I tell you, man, I feel terrible about this. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, temporarily suspended on Twitter, but he is Mr. Or24 in the Twitter world. Number one in your heart, the captain of the ship, but the captain has a broken wing right now. He's a peacock and he's got to fly. But the peacock's got a little broken wing right now. And I'll be honest with you, man, I feel terrible listening to him. When you hear his voice, just get ready to have your heart ripped out of your chest. Mr. Or24, yay, oh.
Good morning, Mickey.
Oh!
Come on, man.
Man, you sound like death warmed over.
Come on. I'm fine. We're great. Happy to be here.
Hospice is knocking out the door over here.
Come on, now. It's a cold.
You sound terrible. Now, you have assured me of one thing.
What's that?
You don't feel as bad as you sound.
No, I don't feel as bad.
You don't feel great.
I don't feel great. I'm just tired.
But you don't feel as bad as you sound.
No.
Because I got to be honest, buddy. You sound terrible.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
You look like a $1 million.
Oh, listen, I showered this morning.
Yeah.
Poured about 400 gallons of salt water up my nose to try to clear it.
Did you do the, y'all got the worst things where you shoot it up your nose and comes out the other side?
The neti pots?
Yeah.
No.
I'm a little scared to do that.
But yeah, you feel like you're drowning, though.
Oh. I don't want to be waterboarded just to get rid of a cold, you know?
I do.
You take a waterboard right now and get rid of it?
Absolutely.
Mm. What do you feel like? Just weak? Drained?
No, I don't have the flu. I got a cold.
Terrible, man. I'm sorry.
So, how are you?
Man, I feel embarrassed to say this, and I feel like I shouldn't say this, but I'm great.
That's good. That's good. How was your time up
I feel guilty. I feel so good.
How was your time up in Traveler's Rest yesterday?
Great time, man. Hung around, actually. You know what's great about our listeners? I hung around yesterday and talked for, I don't know, 30 minutes with a gentleman up there who was a foster parent. We talked about, you know, our foster parenting, our attempt at it before, and maybe we'll do some more stuff later on, but just learn more about that in the system. And now, man, there's so many great people out there. You know, Zach Gore, Mr. Ward 24, Jack Lake Tonto, and iPad Earbud Eskimo brother. You know how... You watch the news and you see all these terrible people doing terrible things. And you can be so cynical and caught up in this, in that world. But boy, there's some great people out there, man. And hearing this guy talk about him and his wife, and they can't have children on their own. And they're fostering, and hearing these stories of what they have to go through to do it. And then they get these little babies ripped out of their arms, but they're doing the right thing for them, that kind of stuff. There's some great people out there, man. And just got to pay a little bit of attention, because the media's not going to tell you about it. You have to pay a little attention to it. But if you pay attention, there's inspiration all around you. And I got inspired yesterday over at George Coleman 4. So that was great. I got inspired so much yesterday. Got on my roof. I didn't get on my roof. Got up on a little lift up there. Got rid of all the leaves in my gutter. And then I got rid of leaves in my yard until way past dark last night. Man, I got inspired yesterday for that.
I thought you weren't a heights person.
I'm not crazy about it. It doesn't really bother me that much. But I don't have a ladder. So I had to get on a little stool up there and get them out. It wasn't terrible. But no, I was inspired to get all that done yesterday. And then nice dinner with my wife. Watched a little Polar Express last night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, never seen it before.
You ever seen Polar Express?
Nah. It's okay.
It's good.
Yeah, it's okay.
What did you not like about it? The spirit of Christmas. Seeing is believing.
That was okay. I didn't stay for the end of it, but it's good. Besides the...
You didn't stay for the end of it?
No.
Well, you got to.
Yeah, I'll see it a little later on. Hey, well, besides... Now, you were at Brad's show yesterday.
Yep.
While upper management was off fluting with the rubbing elbows of the big wigs.
Yeah, he's over there at the practice facility, the football facility.
Yeah.
And they're ringing in the new class and style. And we're over here locked in a cage just doing the dang thing.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Besides that, did you just go home after that and just crash out? You didn't have any basketball last night.
No basketball last night. So I went home and we did try to crash for a bit. Took about an hour nap. Got up, rallied, got a little packing done. We're supposed to be driving to New Jersey after this. And then tried to sleep last night.
Hmm.
Didn't go fantastic.
I'm sorry.
But that's all right.
Do you still have a segment two planned for today, or do you need me to take this over so she don't feel later?
We're going to hear a little bit from Dabo Swinney.
Great.
On his early signing day.
Great. I want to talk about Dabo's philosophy in recruiting today.
We can do that.
Get some of that stuff.
And maybe just touch again, kind of wrap up what the 26 players meant, and then... Maybe if there's an extra two or one or two joining them in the upcoming weeks.
Well.
And or hours.
Well, that leads me to this. You know, one of the things I love about you, brother, is you're an optimistic cat about recruiting.
I am.
And you tried to talk me into this, that you looked at all the tea leaves and you looked at all these, what these things are inferring, that you're trying to tell me that Will Putnam's going to be a Clemson Tiger.
Yep.
And there's this... situation normal, all fouled up, the snafu yesterday with the Clemson releasing on their Facebook page of their signees, and they accidentally did one of Putnam and Crouch.
Accidentally?
Yeah, it's accidentally. You load all those guys just in case they sign, but they didn't, you know, someone didn't take it out.
This is a staff that has won many, many awards. They are recognized.
Meaning the video staff.
Yes, the social media staff. Mm-hmm. Recognized across the country for the work they do. Studied
right
across the country for the work that they have done in the product that they put out consistently.
Mm-hmm.
This is a staff that doesn't make those kind of mistakes.
No.
Let me be clear about that.
Well, I can tell you this. They knew that the guys are committed before the Clemson football staff knew the guys are committed then. So they must be better at recruiting. They had them loaded just in case. I've done this before. I used to write the bios for Clemson's sports information office.
What do you mean before? You did it yesterday on TigerNet.
No. I'm talking about for Clemson's, you know, when they released the bios of the guys that I used to do those for the for the media day. I mean, for the signing day release, right? And one of the things you'd have to do is you have to write for all the guys that possibly could sign. And then, you know, you lose a couple, you take those guys out. Well, they just forgot to take them out. They hadn't lost them, they just forgot to take them out. But nope. Then you send me this, that Will Putnam is starting to follow all these Clemson guys on Twitter.
I'm not on Twitter right now. So I get a message.
How much long are you out of Twitter?
My
1/119.
Just for the record, I'm not suspended from Twitter. I'm not the bad boy of Twitter here.
No, but you suspended yourself.
I'm self suspended.
Exiled.
I had it at a month, just taking December off.
Because the negativity.
A little mental health break from it.
Right.
And I got a text about it yesterday that, hey man, he's following a bunch of Clemson recruits. I go, really? So I reached out to a couple of people that are still on Twitter, and they confirm such things. And then I reached out to you, and you spat on the very idea.
I did not spat on them. What I said was,
on the very idea that he would ever consider coming to Clemson.
No, that's not true. What I told you was, that's great. I do understand the thinking that if he's not going to Clemson, why would he follow some of these guys that are this late in the process? But also he's followed all Florida State guys forever, and he's followed all Florida State fans forever, and I mean staff forever, and all that kind of stuff. That being said, Mr. Orr24, I'm only trying to get you to be a little cautious, but Anna Hickey this morning put in a crystal ball for Clemson.
I'm aware. I'm aware of what happened.
I tend to lean that way a little bit now. Things go back and forth. Family seems to be split on the thing, but we'll find out. 1 o'clock today. Tune in to Quark and Kelly.
We'll find out about that. Yeah. When are we going to find out about Crouch is the real question.
I don't believe that we'll know anything on Crouch. We might get something snuck out of there, but it appears the All-American game is what we'll do. We got a couple of guys that are doing that now.
And well, do they know already?
The staff does not know already.
The staff does not know already.
Right. But to my knowledge, now they might just be a poker face.
They had the thing ready to go, so that yes, they know already.
No, you got to do it just in case he does.
What I saw was, or what I read, was that they're expecting something by Friday, like a silent commitment by Friday for this kid. Is that right?
Maybe.
I'm telling you, man. Conspiracy. Buy into it.
No. That was a snafu.
What the heck?
What?
Roy Williams got an 8-year extension.
Yeah.
He's 68.
Yeah, someone told me that yesterday.
What is that?
All shucks.
Goodness gracious. But yeah, conspiracy.
Yeah.
Putnam and Crouch coming to Clemson. You heard it here first.
We'll see.
Yeah.
If it is, it won't be because of that they let the cat out of the bag yesterday.
They let the cat out of the bag yesterday.
No. But trust me on this.
Yeah.
I'll give you 100% confirmation of this. That didn't happen. That wasn't a, everybody knows they weren't supposed to tell anybody. You load them in case they sign, but sure, you forgot to take them out.
You definitely load them just in case that we get a quick trigger in the commitment and you're ready to go with it. But I refuse to believe that there was carelessness when releasing those things yesterday.
Well, I'm telling you, that's what happened. So,
hot seat Jonathan Gant and the social media team over there. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. Sometimes you just...
I have Jonathan's back here.
I'm sure you do. They do a great job.
You can't stand the man for some reason.
That's not true.
Goodness gracious.
That's not true. Totally not true. We got a lot to do. Can't wait. We got some Dabo Swinney coming up.
Yeah, a little bit of Dabo coming up.
I am looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to getting back and having some family at the house next week. And now with our renovation, I'm looking forward to having our son come into the world in February, hopefully. And we got getting all ready for that around our house. When we decided to renovate our house, I didn't know if we could do it. I didn't know if we could gut it. We gutted it. I didn't know if we could do that. The reason I knew we ended up doing it that way is I talked to Mark. And I said, Mark, what can we do? He goes, let me work on some stuff. He got all my information. About a day later, he got back with me and said, Mickey, I think we can do it this way. And I think we can allot more funds for you and get more draws for you that you can draw more out on this thing. And that's what we did. And I'm amazed that we're able to do it that way. I'm amazed that at first I didn't think we could do it that way. We did. And in the end, the bottom line is our home's ready for the next edition, the short-term edition next week, and the big edition in February of people coming to stay. And it's not embarrassing anymore. I want you to get in touch with Prime Lending, local people helping you. Just looking out for you and what's best for you. It's primelendingsc.com. You know, I need to check with Mark and see if they're going to set another record in 2018. Wouldn't surprise me if they do. With some interest hikes right now it's more important than ever to get the great service from these folks to get exactly what you need. PrimeLendingSC.com. A break. Two of the most important people in Clemson. Segment two, Zach Gordon, Dabo Swinney, right after this.
Head to Bojangles for our holiday family variety feast. You'll get 8 pieces of chicken, 12 chicken supremes, 8 made-from-scratch biscuits, 3 picnic fixins, and a half gallon of legendary iced tea. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Running a business takes a lot of work. Sometimes you need help to get to the next level. When you partner with Northland Business, you'll get our local team committed to providing the customer service solutions you need to get there. With fast, affordable internet, scalable fiber optic solutions, and around-the-clock network monitoring, you can trust Northland Business to help your business grow. Just visit northlandbusiness.com to learn more today. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. See northlandbusiness.com/offers for full details.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanix it.
Call us today at Lanix of Anderson.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
What do you get the person who has everything? A gift certificate from Urban Nirvana is always a safe choice. A day at the salon with their talented stylists can make anyone feel beautiful. The spa is a perfect solution to replenish and refresh. And the best part? You can order, pay for, and print your gift certificate from your own computer, even on Christmas morning. No traffic and crowds to worry about. Log on to urbannirvana.com, select and pay for the amount you want, and print it out. Urban Nirvana at MacBee Station and the shops at Greenridge.
If you're looking for the perfect Clemson gear, then look no further than the Tiger Sports Shop. You can be the ultimate Clemson fan from head to toe with the Tiger Sports Shop's vast selection of orange and purple apparel. Tiger Sports Shop provides everything Clemson for the Clemson fan. Are you looking for the Nike apparel that you see the Clemson players and coaches wearing on the sidelines? We are the exclusive provider of Nike sideline apparel. In Clemson, visit our stores at 1102 Tiger Boulevard or 364 College Avenue in Clemson. Go Tigers!
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Swinney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Rolls right side. Looks downfield. Throws. Got Rizzo breaking. And he makes the grab. He does. Oh, what a grab at the 30 of Syracuse on the number.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. looked at my face last night, and my face looks good. Back to 30.com. These guys and girls are doing a great job over there for us, and no wonder they continue to win award after award after award. No wonder you go over there, the halls are lined with all these awards. You want to look good? You want to feel good? And life is good with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Center. They want to rejuvenate you, rejuvenate your mind, and make you feel looking, you know, you're better. You look in the mirror, you look younger. They always say, give us 5 minutes, we'll give you back 10 years. They can do it with any way you want to do it. To be honest with you, I don't know a whole lot about how it works. I just know that they consult with me and they show me all the different things. Matter of fact, when Angela sat down with me last time, she said, here's about 5 or 6 things I'd like to do, and I chose one. And they can do any of the micro needling and body sculpting and
just the Botox for you.
No, I didn't do any Botox. They do Botox. They're in the top 1% of allergen, which is a major Botox. They have great team of physicians and skincare professionals and body contouring and guys. If you sit down and talk to your wife about it, see if. You're looking for the non-surgical skin rejuvenation or injectable treatments or body contouring or any of these other things that can help you out. Well, they'd love to help you out. Love to help you out with a little, maybe a little hormone, you know, maybe a little testosterone. They can do all these kind of things for you. Give them 5 minutes, I'll give you back 10 years. Looking younger, feeling great. It's back to 30.com. 4 great rejuvenation centers in the upstate. I love these people. I love how safe they are and accredited how they do everything over there. These are good people. Back to 30.com. Second to Mr. Zachor.
Thank you, Mickey. Before I jump into the Dabo and the recruiting aspect of segment two, what we're going to talk about, hey, quick PSA for everybody at home, and a thank you, actually. Clemson's finest and Clemson's bravest last night in my apartment complex. They responded to a bit of an apartment fire because someone refused and forgot to change out their air filters going to their heating stuff. Oh. And that puppy caught, and it went up, and there was a small fire. But the boys in blue and the boys on the fire trucks were there very, very quickly and handled that in a timely and efficient manner. So a big thank you to them.
Everybody okay?
Yeah, everyone's fine. It was a small little thing, and it could have been voided if they had just changed out their filters. So, congratulations to them. They did a great job.
Well, you said Clemson's fine. I thought that you might have gotten out of a speeding ticket, one of your speeding tickets.
No, I don't have speeding tickets. This is...
You already got out of it.
This is something that you have drummed up to get the public to hate me for some reason. I don't understand why you've been doing this propaganda you've been feeding out there.
Okay.
But it's fine.
Okay.
We'll get over it.
All right. Segment two. What do you got?
Segment two here. We're going to talk about... We're not going to talk with... We're going to listen to what Dabo had to say. A nice short little clip about... the 26 players that committed to Clemson yesterday, and then we'll go down a couple of those lists and maybe talk about what's in store for the future and how he recruits to Clemson on a yearly basis and how it's different from that around the country.
Sounds great.
This is one of those days that each and every year I think your program is measured by, and definitely feel like we got better for sure. And for me, it's always exciting when a guy chooses to come to Clemson because these guys all have many, many opportunities and when they choose to come and be a part of it, it's always special. I appreciate all of them. I appreciate their parents for believing in us, believing in me, believing in our coaches, our vision for our program. So just really thankful to the young men that have chosen. This is, I think our 9th top 15 class in a row.
So there he's talking about, you know, obviously being thankful for them and all this kind of thing. If you had listened earlier in the day, which you shouldn't have because we were on the air at that point in time, so I can't imagine you would have wanted to turn us off at that point. He talked a little bit about the way that they recruit and how they get people to campus. He talked about how Clemson is a destination now for certain kids around the country, and getting an offer from Clemson means an awful lot at this point in time. He spoke about the fact that we're not just going to offer anybody for the sake of numbers or for the sake of just throwing an offer out there to stay competitive. If they want an offer, they're going to have to come see me, were his exact words. He wants to see the person, get to know the person, find out if they're not only the best player, but they're the right player for what fits the university and what fits the culture here in Tigertown now. And that just seems a little bit different than the norm on the recruiting trail across the country. for especially for the schools such as, you know, Alabama and Georgia. Georgia had a quarterback that committed to them yesterday who had never been to campus before, flipped out from Ohio State.
He came on an unofficial visit as a junior.
Yeah, but he hadn't been on an official visit before. It just doesn't make sense. So it's just, it's interesting to note what Clemson is doing on the recruiting trail and what the rest of the country is doing on the recruiting trail.
Yeah, and I'm sure it might cost him with a player or two, but what it does, it goes back to the culture. And I can tell you this, I know this for a fact, or I don't know for a fact, I've been told this, that there were several 4- and 5-star players that Clemson staff did not offer this year because of they didn't think they fit the culture. And I think it's important here. And some might say, no, it has nothing to do with it. Just give me the best players. But I think that and another thing is we're a small – it's a small place here. It's a small town here. It's not for everybody. And there are some – great football players that can go do great things all over the country. But it takes a kid that understands what this place is about and wants to be a part of this place. And it is obviously, it is working here. You know this, Zach. You've been to other places. This place is different than Athens. It's different than Tuscaloosa. It's different than Tallahassee. It's different than Columbus, Ohio, Baton Rouge.
It is definitely different, and it is a small town still. It's growing. It's growing at an almost exponential rate at this point in time. And I don't know how much longer you can say, oh, it's a small town. We're a small town feel, because it is growing.
It is.
But it's just something different. And, you know, I love to quote the Miracle movie as much as I can, right? And at the beginning of that movie, when he's trying to field his team, and the board says, all right, we have the best players here. We picked the team. This is who you're going to go with. And he says, no, this is who we're going with because I want them. And what are you talking? These are the best players in the country. He goes, I'm not looking for the best players, Greg. I'm looking for the right ones. And then he walks out. That's what Dabo's doing here. And it's a heartwarming and a reassuring thing to see that happen year in and year out, where he's looking for the right players, not necessarily the highest rated, the most accolades. He's looking for the right players.
And oftentimes, the right players are the best players. I mean, Christian, don't get me wrong, it's not like they're taking a bunch of scrubs. You know, Trevor Lawrence and Deshaun Watson and Dexter Lawrence and Christian Wilkins and Frank Ladson's now and the Justin Rosses and T. Higgins. You go on and on. These are great football players.
These are unbelievable football players.
At the same time, they're great examples of guys that aren't great players that turn into great players here. The 2 stars and the 3 stars that he has taken that have been the right fit for what he is doing. He I tell you what he does. He has a plan for everything. And you know what always gets me when message board guy or text guy or internet guy, Twitter guy or calling radio show guy complains about something and say, man, I wish they would do this. I never, I don't know anything about it. Believe me, whatever you think that there is, I wish they'd punt the ball better. Yeah. But they do too. And there's a plan for it in place. Now, because Dabo Swinney's planned everything doesn't mean it's always going to turn out right. We're human beings, and performance is terribly difficult to predict. But
yeah,
all these contingency plans, they've met over and over and over. And why don't we offer this guy? Everybody else has offered him. Go get this guy. You know what? This is an example of it. They've talked ad nauseum. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
They've talked with the guidance counselors, the football coaches, the teachers, the parents, the high school coach. I mean, everybody, they've gone up and down. And so they search these kids' social media accounts just to make sure. Now, I'm not saying they're the only one. A lot of schools are doing that now. It's great. I don't know exactly what they're doing. More familiar with it here, but it is about creating and continuing and building upon the culture that he has put in place here. And quite frankly, it's working, and it's working at a record level. The guy's vision, the guy's philosophy really is amazing. And as a result, the Clemson offer does mean something, right?
It means a whole lot, and it continues to build year in and year out with its meaning. And, of course, Clemson's success on the field doesn't exactly hurt that. It's something that has been fun to follow, to be honest with you. The rise, he's always recruited decently. He's been part of the reason he was given an opportunity to get the job, right? His ability to recruit players. But the rise to the national prominence in terms of the brand and the Paul. I mean, you have Jeff Scott pulling players out of California right now. You got players coming from Massachusetts and Michigan and just all over the country. And it's fun to watch. It's fun to be a part of. it's just an enjoyable experience. And yesterday was a little unique, wasn't it? Where you have 26 kids come in. There was no drama yesterday. There was no back and forth with who was out there, whether they're going to pick your hat off the table. It was kids that knew they wanted to be here. 17 of them wanted to enroll early, sent their paperwork in, and there it is. And you're done with it. You're ready to go. We'll target probably a couple more. And this is kind of the fun period, right? This is the time of year last year and the year before where you pulled a Travis Etienne and a Lynn J. Dixon in the time between the early signing period and then the normal one in February. So it's something to keep an eye on who they're going to target here. They just offered a 5-star corner, I believe. Was it Fred Davis is his name?
Mm-hmm.
And
Jacksonville.
That's maybe a contingency plan if Trayvon Mullen gets that first, second round grade.
He's a junior. Fred Davis is a junior.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. So it's just.
But they will recruit Akeem Dent.
Hey, even a contingency plan for A.J. Terrell then.
Yeah. They will recruit Akeem Dent in this class as a corner. Because, 5-star who's been committed to Florida State.
Because as you just mentioned, Dabo has a plan for everything.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt about that. But I would be interested, and we're going to ask Paul Strelow about this. I would be interested to see Clemson's current interest in Akeem Dent. 5-star, borderline 4 to 5-star corner that Clemson and Alabama are still monitoring, even though he's been committed to Florida State, but he didn't sign early. And you saw a lot of guys that didn't sign early yesterday, more signing, but you saw a lot of guys that didn't sign yesterday that will be, in place and in February that their stature goes up because the pool's smaller now. Now they are much more coveted as a result of that. I enjoyed segment 2. You made it, buddy. You made it. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Hey, Roto-Rooter, this is their time of year, man. Roto-Rooter, it's all about the holidays for them right now because they know that somebody's going to stuff something down the toilet they shouldn't stuff down. Some kid's going to put a new brand new piece of plastic. There's use of pieces of plastic that we keep buying our kids for Christmas. They're going to end up, a Barbie doll's going to end up down the toilet accidentally, the new one. Or you're going to have turkey legs that are actually stuck down the disposal. You're going to have the septic tank issue. Sometimes something's going to go wrong there. This is our time of year for some frozen pipes because we'll eventually get more cold weather and those kind of things can happen and it won't be great. If it does go bad, no matter what, middle of the Cotton Bowl, middle of your New Year's Eve celebration, middle of right now Santa Claus coming down the chimney. If it happens, if it goes bad, Roto-Rooter can help you. Locally owned, locally operated, proudly owned and operated by proud Clemson alumni, Roto-Rooter. Check them out online no matter where you are, and they can help you out. The easiest thing to remember when it does go wrong is Roto-Rooter.com. When we come back, we'll open up phone lines. Love to hear from you. Short break. More after this.
Consecutive ACC titles. The Clemson Tigers are ready to bring another title home, but there's one more stop on the road to Santa Clara. Your Clemson Tigers will battle the Notre Dame Fighting Irish in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl. It's the College Football Playoff Semifinal on December 29th from AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Touchdown! The Cotton Bowl starts with the Tiger pregame show at 10 a.m. on December 29th on the flagship station for Clemson Football, 105.5 The Roar.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Northland does internet. So all of the things you like doing, Northland helps you do them online faster. You want a game online? Northland has reliable connections to keep you in the action. You want to get away? They do internet that takes you to distant worlds at a price you can afford. You want to stream, shop, and share at once? They have high-speed internet that allows everyone in your family to be online at the same time. Whatever you do, Northland keeps you connected. For a limited time, you can save big with our best offer of the year. Get Northland's fastest internet speed, up to 100 megs for only $49.99 a month. That's up to double the speed of our 50 meg internet for the same low price. Limited time offer, all rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See northland.com/offers for full details.
Has your extra bedroom turned into a junk room? Is your garage packed and cluttered? Specializing in junk removal and cleanouts, Absolute Waste Management is there to help. They handle the tough stuff like lifting, loading, and dumping. All you have to do is make the call. They do the rest. Call or text 864-266-7131 for a free estimate today. Make the call, schedule an appointment, and say bye to the junk. It's that easy. 864-266-7131.
Hey guys, if she wanted an engagement truck, you'd be all over it. Or a shotgun, or a Yeti cooler. But a diamond? Why in the world does it need to be a diamond? What does it do for anyone? Well, for her, it does quite a bit. It's a daily reminder of the fact that you see and respect the real her, that she's more to you than just another girl. It's a symbol of trust and caring, of a belief that the two of you are meant for each other. Diamonds are the chosen symbol because they last forever. It's the only thing you can give to her that she can wear every day, and it will still look as good in 50 years as it did the day you gave it to her. So if it's that time for you to show someone special how much she means to you, I'd like to invite you to Scores Jewelers in Anderson. At Scores, our goal is simply to offer guidance and expertise to help you find the right diamond and the right ring. What we won't offer is pressure. We believe strongly in taking care of people and making friends, because friends come back and we'd like to see you again. Our new building isn't quite ready yet, so you can still find us between Old Navy and Pier 1 in Anderson or online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com. I'm William Nichols, and I want to be your jeweler.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the CatBus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
The Mickey Flyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
What were you thinking?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here.
Song is crazy what I'm about to say here. Crute LED, K-R-U-T-L-E-D.com, Crute-LED.com, 401-8506. It's crazy that you don't have LED lights already. It's crazy that your employees have to put up with bad lighting, humming noises that aren't really safe. It's crazy your customers have to see that. They can't even see your signs as good as they could. Your parking pole, or parking lot pole light poles aren't producing enough light for you. It's crazy you aren't lowering your power bill every single month. Get in touch with Crute LED. 5-year warranty on these UL and SL or ES and DLC certified lights. You're going to get an upfront rebate. These people at Crute LED do an awesome job of it. Show them how they can, or let them show you how they can take care of you with great lighting. It's Crute-LED.com. Crute, it's K-R-U-T. Crute is Dr. Patel's son. Crute-LED.com. Get in touch with the nice folks there. 654-ROAR. 654-7627. Boogie, call me back. It's about to go to you there. While I wait on Boogie to call me back. Yeah, there's William. Get your buddy William coming up. Good news for Georgia yesterday. You want the good news or the bad news for Georgia?
Well, good news first, of course.
Georgia ranked 2 by ESPN, 2 by Rivals.com, and 2 by 247. Isn't the bad news for Georgia?
That sounds great.
Yeah. Kirby Smart confirms that Justin Fields is looking at his answers, and according to Mark Slaboff, ESPN, he is looking at Ohio State as a possibility. He's from Kennesaw, Georgia. Remember, Georgia went and stole one from Ohio State yesterday, 4-star quarterback. But according to Slaboff, it looks like that Ohio State could steal one back, that at this point in time, Ohio State is one of those that is very heavily on the radar screen for Justin Fields. So interesting stuff there. He's
wasn't
mulling
he committed at Penn State at one point?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's like more of Ohio State than Penn State this time. 654 Roar. Good morning, William. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Very, very blessed.
I'm really excited about our recruiting classes, both of them. I think we did well.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, no doubt.
And what is up with Wes? We stole something from Ohio State. What do you call it when Clemson steals a player from somebody?
Stealing.
Do you call it stealing then?
Yeah, you steal. Yeah,
okay. I'm just wondering if it's fair, you know, on both sides. We got that number that defensive back out of Mississippi State. Wasn't he number one? Committed to us. Wasn't he number one in the nation as far as defensive backs go? Defensive players. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the linebacker, N'Kobe Dean, is who you're talking
about.
Yeah,
that's him.
Yeah.
I know we got our wide receiver that was supposed to be awesome. I don't know.
You did great. You got great. You got 3 5 stars: Nolan Smith, Clay Webb, and N'Kobe Dean. The three top players at their positions.
And you think that that quarterback we got from Ohio State, he'll be good enough to back up from one if something happens? I'm sure he will.
He'll be a very good backup. Him and John Plumlee from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, two very good backup kind of candidates.
Well, I'm excited, brother. We got to wait a whole another year again. That sucks. But you guys
you don't have to wait another year. You got Texas coming up in a couple of days.
Well, that's true. But I'm just saying we got another year to start knocking heads and see who's going to go to the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, you have a good day, sir.
Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Georgia will be in the playoffs again soon, I'm sure. They didn't get Trey Sanders yesterday. He kind of got a lot of people thought that Crystal Ball had switched over and the nation's number one running back was going to go to Athens. Instead, he went to Tuscaloosa. Alabama and Georgia went head-to-head on several guys yesterday, and N'Kobe Dean ended up signing with Georgia. As you know, Clay Webb before was Alabama and Georgia. He ended up there. But on the other side of it, Alabama came out and did a very good job, and they got Trey Sanders, and they got Evan Neal. It was a really good day for Alabama football yesterday. Alabama, as far as their five stars are concerned, 3 5-stars yesterday. Offensive defense tackle, Antonio Alfano. He'll play defense tackle, I think, in college. Evan Neal and Trey Sanders. So 3 5-stars for those guys. Let me give you some national rankings, Mr. 24. You ready for this? Who you want first? You want Rivals? You want 247? You want ESPN?
We're a Rivals show, first and foremost.
I think their staff has been doing it longer, better at it, more contacts with it. Yesterday, ESPN rankings took a lot of the TV side of it. I just think I go back to these guys. I think they do. History tells me they do a really good job of this. Rivals.com, number one, yay, Alabama. Number two, Georgia. Number three, Texas A&M. Number four, LSU. Number five, Oklahoma. Number six, Clemson. 7, Oregon. 8, Texas. 9, Michigan. 10, Penn State. Arkansas is 11 in Rivals.com. I'm sorry, Notre Dame's 11. Arkansas is 12. Chad Morris, you got to give him credit. All those teams won up there, except for Chad Morris. Number 12 in the country. 13, Florida State. 14, Auburn. 15, Washington. 16, Tennessee. 17, Florida. 18, Nebraska. 19, Stanford. 20, Ohio State. 21, Southern Cal. 22, South Carolina. Mississippi State's 23, Ole Miss 24. NC State 26, Kentucky 28, Virginia Tech 30, Missouri 31, Virginia 32, Pittsburgh 39, North Carolina 42, Duke 44, Miami 45, Vanderbilt 46, Wake Forest 49, Georgia Tech 52, Boston College 57, Syracuse 59. How come Dino can't recruit? Kind of a tough deal there. That's Rivals. You want ESPN or 247 next?
247. Right. Or 24/7, as everybody else calls it.
24/7. They have Alabama 1, Georgia 2, A&M 3, LSU 4, Oregon 5, Clemson 6, Michigan 7, Oklahoma 8, Texas 9, Penn State 10, Auburn 11, Ohio State 12, Notre Dame 13, Florida State 14, 15 is Washington, 16 is Florida, 17 Tennessee, 18 Mississippi State, 19 Stanford, 20 Arkansas, 21 South Carolina, Ole Miss is 22, they only did their top 25, Nebraska 23, Southern Cal 24, Purdue 25. And finally, you want ESPN, Jeremy Schapp, ESPN. They have Alabama 1, Georgia 2, A&M 3, Michigan 4, Oregon 5, LSU 6, Clemson 7, Oklahoma 8, Texas 9, Notre Dame 10, Ohio State 11, Penn State 12, Auburn 13, Mississippi State 14, Tennessee 15. 16 is Florida, followed by Washington, Florida State at 18, Arkansas 19, Ole Miss 20, Stanford 21, South Carolina 22. We have NC State 26, Virginia Tech 30, Kentucky 32, Miami 34, Virginia 39, Duke 41, Pittsburgh 45, North Carolina 47, Wake Forest 48, Georgia Tech 49. They did not do anybody outside the top 50 for ESPN. So anyway, just some national rankings for you. 654 Roar. Boogie did call back. Boogie, I appreciate you calling back, man. How you doing this morning?
Doing great, man. I lost you guys. I lost signal there for a minute.
That's all right.
So, thank you for getting me back on. Mickey, I just wanted to say happy post-signing day. This is what I call gravy time now. I love this early signing period because when you get everything that you really was expecting to get, then everything from here on out is gravy.
Right.
So I enjoy the gravy time now. But I really like the class. I thought they're doing a great job as far as how they're targeting kids. I think this class, and correct me if you see something different than me, but I see this class as being a very versatile class and a lot of athleticism. What about you?
Yeah, this class is one that it took care of some big needs. Clemson's going to need safeties and linebackers, and when you look at this position-wise, they've got 6 defensive backs committed to them. They needed corners as well. They signed 2 top 100 players at corner. They needed these big body defensive linemen, and they've got 5 defensive linemen that they ended up signing. They needed a punter. They got a great punter out of it. Needed linebackers, and they got 5 linebackers signed for them. Needed some interior linemen. Got 2 interior linemen so far. Maybe another one today. And oh, by the way, a couple of 5-star types at wide receiver. They need tight ends. So needs, big bodies, needs. And here's something else to think about. And we talk about this all the time with this staff. Right now, Boogie, it's not too soon to start talking about the 2020 class. Clemson's current 2020 class is ranked 7th in the country. They have 5 commitments. 4 of the 5 are 4-stars so far. 4 of the 5 are top 250 players so far. And 4 of the 5 players are linemen right now. 3 offensive linemen and a defensive tackle. And 4 of the 5 are listed at 6'5 or better right now with those linemen, those big boys. And so that's got to be the thing next class. But this staff finds needs and it meets its needs. It has issues and they answer their issues. They get better in the places that they're weak at every single year, it seems like.
Yeah, and that's a good look ahead to next year's class. And I really think the kid from Hartsville, K-Part, I think
yes.
he's going to have a chance to be a 5-star. It's just going to be too sad that he won't have a chance to win Mr. Football in South Carolina because he's not committed to South Carolina because that's usually who that award goes to, is the highest-ranked commitment for them.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know, I think Mr. Orr brought up a good point. There really wasn't a whole lot of drama with you. That's the way I like it. But I think one of the points that get overlooked, Mickey, is the fact that even in the summertime, if a kid commits to Clemson, we don't have to watch the internet waiting to see if he's going to decommit or if he's tussling with another school. It's usually kind of written in stone now. If he commits to Clemson, you can pretty well put him in the bucket. And I just think that's just shows what the staff is doing and how they're evaluating the kids. And I love it, man. I love it. I appreciate Dabo kind of going in depth of how they do this process in his press conference. I think it gives the fan base a better idea of, hey, this is more than just being a good football player when you come to Clemson. So, yeah, I'm happy. Enjoyed the show, guys. I enjoyed listening to all you guys yesterday. Just hey, keep going, Tigers.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate the phone call, Boogie. It's very nice of you to say those kind of things. Mr. Or 24, when we come back, I want to talk about the flippers and the guys that don't understand the word commitment and make a generalization about those guys. We'll talk about that coming back. Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053. Let Harbin Lumber take care of you, a full-service lumber yard. They want to do this. Look, every delivery in full, on time, every single time. Harbin Lumber is going to wow you. They, if you're an upstate builder, remodeler, or handyman, they say, give us a chance at a small job. We're going to earn more of your business at Harbin Lumber. We will knock your socks off with how we do things, our pricing, our products, our service to you, our delivery. Everything's going to be on time every single time. Check them out. It's Harbin Lumber, harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053. Again, 353-5053. You will love Harbin Lumber and the great folks, Randy, and all the great folks over there. When we come back, we'll continue the recruiting talk, kind of wrap up what happened across the country, and have a little, a couple of philosophical things. Don't forget, Paul Strelo joins us in a little more than an hour. Hour number two.